I'm glad to see everyone again. It's always a privilege to share God's word.
真的很高兴又跟大家见面，也是我的的荣幸来为大家传达的神的信息。
Now before I begin, I want to ask you a question.
在我开始今天信息之前，先问大家一个问题。
How's your prayer life?
你的祷告的生活是怎么样的呢？
Now the reason I ask you this question is because the answer to that question will give you a very good indication as to how closely you are walking with God.
我要问你们这个问题的原因呢，是因为这个答案呢是直接关系到你是如何跟神亲近的。
Now closer we walk with God, the better our prayer life will be.
我们与神走得越亲近呢，我们的那个祷告生活呢就会更好。
Also, by looking at how a person pray for other people, you could tell a lot about this person.
而且呢，你看到那个人是如何为别人来祷告的时候，你也可以很清楚地看到这个人是什么样的。
So today, we're going to look at a prayer of a spiritual giant that we all know.
所以今天呢，我们要学习看看一个我们大家都熟悉的一个在灵性上的一个强者，他是如何祷告的。
Please turn with me to the book of Genesis.
让我们打开圣经，翻到创世纪的章节。
Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章。
Verses 16 to 33.
是在十六到三十三节。
And that's the passage for the scripture reading that we just read today.
这段经文呢，也是我们刚刚才念过的。
So we're not going to read it again because it's quite long.
我们不再重新念了，因为是很长的一段经文。
Now those of you might be thinking, there's no prayer there.
也许你们某些人在想说，这里面并没有讲到那个祷告啊。
Now just keep in mind that a prayer is nothing but simply talking with God.
所以你要想到说，其实祷告并不是什么，是你那个很简单的与神的一个谈话。
So before we start, let us just do a very quick prayer.
在我们开始前呢，我们先来祷告一下。
Father, we just thank you for this time.
天父，我们真是感谢你为我们这段时间。
We just pray and ask you to cleanse us and forgive us of our sins.
我们为祷告，就是让我们能够来看到你，来跟走到你的面前。
Lord, we just ask you to just be with your servant, with the speaker and the translator, Lord, that we will speak with one accord by the guidance of your Holy Spirit.
我们求你与我们说话，让我们的讲员，让我们的那个翻译都能够与你同在。
And ask the Lord that you will speak through us through your word this day.
也求你也求你跟我们说话，让我们的灵能够听到你的声音。
Bless our time together.
求你祝福我们这段时间。
Strengthen us and challenge us with your word.
让我们能够更坚强，让我们能够更加能够接受你的给我们的挑战。
So today, in Jesus' name, we pray.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we're going to learn from Abraham on how we should pray for others.
今天呢，我们向亚伯拉罕学习如何来为别人祷告。
Now, the first half of chapter 18 of Genesis, we call it how Abraham how he received and entertained the three visitors from heaven.
那个十八章的前半段呢，都在讲说亚伯拉罕是如何接待了呢有三个外来的访问者。
And one of the visitors was the Lord himself.
其中的一个呢，就是主自己。
Now after the meal, after their conversation, then the three guests rose up and went their way towards Sodom.
那在吃饭以后，他们在那个交谈以后呢，他们三个呢要出走了，出去了。
And we were told that Abraham went with them on a company on some distance.
亚伯拉罕呢，就是与他们同行，要送送他们。
Now, verse 17 to verse 19 was God talking to himself, debating whether or not he will tell Abraham what's going to happen to Sodom.
所以从十七节到十九节里面呢，那个神呢就在，耶稣呢就在自己那个讲说，我是否要把我所做的告诉亚伯拉罕呢？
So after all, God decided to tell Abraham what he was going to do to Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以呢，想了以后呢，神就决定说他要把他所做的呢告诉亚伯拉罕。
And then the two angels turned to Sodom and Gomorrah, but Abraham, we were told, remained standing before the Lord.
所以那两个天使呢，继续往前走，往那个索马那个的地方走，但是呢，主呢就是留下来，就是跟亚伯拉罕在一起。
And verse 23 to verse 32, it's Abraham interceding for the people of Sodom.
所以这后面的那几个经文的，一直到二十三节呢，就是亚伯拉罕呢，就是在为这个索多玛的人呢在祷告。
So today we are going to learn from Abraham on how we should pray for others.
所以今天呢，我们要从中来学习亚伯拉罕他是如何来为别人祷告。
First of all, Abraham prayed according to the burden that God gives him.
首先呢，是亚伯拉罕的祷告呢，是以神加在他身上的负担来做的。
So take a look at verse 17, which says, God said, Shall I hide from Abraham the things which I will do?
那十七节里面他说，耶和华说，我所要做的事岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
Now this indicates that Abraham and God are very close friends, like two very, very good friends.
So 这里呢可以看到说亚伯拉罕和耶和华呢是相当亲近的。
Now God was willing to tell Abraham what he was about to do with Sodom and Gomorrah, just like we have friends, we want to tell our good friends what our plans are, right?
所以耶和华在这里他愿意把他所要做的事情在索多玛那个要做的事情来告诉亚伯拉罕，就是就好像是你对你的好朋友在讲你的计划一样。
Now when Abraham heard of this news, he didn't immediately rush to tell others about this special revelation from God. He didn't go to Sarah. It's like, oh, Sarah, guess what? Well, guess what I found out? Ooh, God is going to destroy Sodom.
所以但是亚伯拉罕呢听到神呢给他的计划以后呢，他并不是说转头来跟别人去那个闲言闲语，就是来讲说啊，我知道了这么一个大的那个秘密，就要告诉别人说神要在索多玛做的什么事情。
But Abraham immediately prayed for the people of Sodom according to the burden that God gave him.
反之呢，那个亚伯拉罕呢，在神加给他的这个重担上呢，他就是为索多玛的人呢在祷告。
And verse 23, verse 32 recorded his prayer.
所以呢，从二十三节一直到三十三节呢，都在讲亚伯拉罕是怎么来为他们祷告的。
I'm not going to go through the whole prayer, but we'll just like do a few verses, like verse 23.Abraham, verse 23, and said, Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? What if there's 50 righteous within the city? Verse 24, Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that there were in there? Verse 25, That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee.Shall not the judge of all earth do right? So on, so forth, so on, so forth.
所以呢，这里从二十三节呢就看到了说，亚伯拉罕近前来说，无论善恶，你都要剿灭吗？二十四节，假若那城里有五十个义人，你还剿灭那地方吗？不为城里这五十个义人饶恕其中的人吗？将义人与恶人同杀，将义人与恶人一样看待，这断不是你所行的。审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？所以就是上下面都是讲的这一些。
So God shared with Abraham what he was going to do with Sodom and Gomorrah because they were close friends.
所以耶和华呢将他的计划呢那个跟那个亚伯拉罕讲的是因为他们是有很亲近的关系。
Similarly today, brothers and sisters, when we walk closely with God, God will show us things that nobody may see.
所以呢，你就知道说，在你跟神很亲近的时候呢，神就你就是分享了神，就是说跟你讲的这些别人是不知的事情。
Why? So that we could brag about it? No.
为什么呢？只是你可以拿来做炫耀吗？不是的。
These are the burden that God gives us so that we could pray for the situation or the people involved.
神把这些重担负担加在我们身上的时候呢，是为了要让我们来帮别人来做祷告。
So today, brothers and sisters, if you spot a crisis inside a church or you see a danger sign in the spiritual life of a brother and sister, these are the things that God is showing you, not for you to tell others about it, or to gossip about it, or to look down on people about it, or to complain about a problem, but these are actually the burden that is God giving you so that you could pray for the situation or the people who are involved.
所以今天呢，如果你在教会当中有看到一些问题，或者你看到你的弟兄姐妹们他们所遇到了灵性上的一些问题，所以不是让你，是神让你看到这些问题，把这个负担加在你的身上，让你来为他们祷告，而不是让你来批判他们，来那个闲言闲语他们，或者是看低他们的。
So if we see something wrong in the church or with anyone, we should pray for them according to the burden that God gives us.
所以我们如果在教会里面看到一些不好的现象，或者我们看到弟兄姐妹遇到有灵性上的问题的时候，我们不是看低他们，而是来为他们祷告。
Second of all, Abraham prays out of love.
第二呢，是讲到亚伯拉罕呢，是出于爱来为他们祷告的。
Now Abraham's prayer for the people of Sodom was a prayer out of love.
所以亚伯拉罕为这些索多玛的人来祷告呢，是出于他对他们的爱。
Let's think about it. Abraham had nothing to do with Sodom.
你就想一想说，亚伯拉罕跟索多玛的人有什么关系呢？根本没有关系。
He didn't live there.
他也不住在那里。
He didn't own any property there.
他也没有他的财产在那里。
He didn't have a business there.
他也没有他的任何商业关系在那里。
But when he learned about the impending destruction of Sodom, Abraham had compassion for the soul of people that lived there.
所以当他听到了这个迟一点会发那个会的发生的这些就是要毁城的这个事情的时候呢，他就真心诚意为他们祷告了。
Abraham didn't want to see those people die and be lost forever.
亚伯拉罕不希望看到这个城里的人就真正消失了，被毁灭了。
But more importantly, he was concerned for the well-being of his nephew Lot.Who lived there?
但是还有很重要一点呢，就是他想为他的那个侄子是那个罗德是住在那里的，为了他的好。
Now, if you recall, Lot was not a very grateful person.
所以如果你记得的话呢，罗德其实并不是一个很好的人。
When Lot's father died when Lot was very young.
罗德的父亲死的时候呢，罗德是非常小的时候。
Hey, Uncle Abraham took Lot under his wing, take care of him, take him everywhere he goes, treat him as if that's his own son.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，就将罗德呢带回家以来抚养他，把他当自己的儿子一样在带。
But since returning from Canaan, from Egypt, they went to Egypt, remember there was a famine, but since returning from Egypt, their wealth greatly increased, right? They had a great number of sheep and oxen and a lot of things.
但是呢，他们那时候在埃及，所以当他们从埃及回来的时候呢，他们已经是相当富有了，有很多牛羊啊这些的。
And there was just not enough land for all the people and the animal.
但是那时候呢，没有更足够的地呢 ，for 所有的人和那些牲口。
Then there was a disagreement that broke out between the herdsmen of Abraham and the herdsmen of Lot.
所以呢，就是亚伯拉罕和罗德之间呢就有了分歧。
And it was evident that they have to part company.
所以那个时候呢，他们就分开了。
So Abraham graciously offered Lot the whole land and let him choose first.
所以亚伯拉罕那个时候呢，就让罗德呢先选择了他想要的地。
And guess what?
你猜什么？你猜猜看是什么呢？
Lot chose the best land for himself.
罗德就选了最好的地给为他自己。
And he left Abraham and went his own way towards Sodom.
所以呢，他就离开了亚伯拉罕呢，就去了索多玛。
And even after all that had happened, Abraham still didn't make a big fuss about it with Lot.
即使是这些所有的事情发生以后呢，亚伯拉罕呢，还是没有对罗德呢，就是有什么大的看法。
And when Abraham found out about the impending destruction of Sodom, he didn't say, "Oh, good for you, Lot."
当那个亚伯拉罕听说了这个要将在索多玛发生这一切的时候，他并没有幸灾乐祸的那个对罗德来幸灾乐祸。
Instead, he immediately prayed for the people of Sodom because of Lot.
他反之呢，就马上呢就为索多玛的人来那个祷告，其实也为了罗德。
Therefore, we could say Abraham's prayer was a prayer out of love.
所以呢，我们可以说，亚伯拉罕的这个祷告呢，是出于爱的祷告。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，As Christians, not only are we to have brotherly love towards one another.
我们作为基督徒来说，我们只是不是互相弟兄姐妹之间的爱。
When we are to love people in general,
我们也为大众爱。
But a lot of time we are so wrapped up in our own needs that we care less about the need of other people around us.
因为有的时候嘛，我们被很多的繁琐的事情呢，那个占据以后呢，我们都已经不顾不到我们身边人的这些事了。
But if we don't have love and compassion, how are we going to pray for other brother and sister?How are we going to pray for those who are lost?
如果我们对别人没有爱心、同情心的话，我们如何来为别人祷告呢？
So when we pray for others, our prayer must be motivated by love, just like Abraham's.
所以当我们在为别人祷告的时候，也是应该要出于爱的祷告，就像亚伯拉罕一样。
But that's not all.
这还不够。
Besides praying according to the burden that God gives us, and praying out of love, we should also pray with faith and persistence.
所以呢，除了我们就是出于爱呢，来为神加给我们身上的负担来为别人祷告的时候呢，我们还要有信心，就是要有那个持续性。
At first, Abraham prayed to God, asking him. Look at verse 24. He said, "What if there be 50 righteous people within the city?" Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous that are within? Then he asked God, if God will spare the city for 45 righteous people there, what about 40? What about 30? What about 20? What about 10?
所以你可以从24节先看到说，亚伯拉罕呢就问神说，假若那城里有50个义人，你还剿灭那个地方吗？不为城里这50个义人饶恕其中的人吗？那如果只是45个呢？或者是40个呢？30个呢？20个呢？10个呢？他一直在为他们祷告。
And the number that Abraham asked God keep going down until it reached 10.
所以呢，那个数据呢，一直往下低，一直到了只降到了十个人。
And in each request, God promised to do as Abraham has requested.
所以呢，神呢为亚伯拉罕的每一个要求呢都同意了。
Well, when we read this passage, it's easy to get the impression that Abraham was haggling with God.
所以我们在念这一段经文的时候，我们就是看到说亚伯拉罕呢在跟神呢一直在求讨价还价。
But in fact, he was praying with faith, with persistence.
但是呢，他是凭着信心呢，那个很坚持的在为他们祷告。
So he was not actually haggling with God.
所以呢，其实这不是一个讨价还价。
Now keep in mind that when Abraham was praying to God, the two angels were already on their way to Sodom, ready to execute judgment on that city.
所以你要想到说，在亚伯拉罕与神有这一段对话的时候呢，其实那两个天使呢，已经在那个去剿灭那个城的路上了。
And Abraham was still praying.
亚伯拉罕还是在为他们祷告。
Not just once.
不是只有一次。
But twice, three times, four times, five times, six times.
所以还是两次、三次、四次、五次，甚至六次。
It takes faith and persistence to do that.
所以这个是要凭着信心和有坚持来做这个祷告的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
how many times when we promise to pray for other people and we just casually utter a few words and then forget about it?
有多少次你是想要为别人祷告的时候，就你只是呢，简单的就是讲了几句呢，就不了了之了。
And if we were in Abraham's shoes, how many of us will stop at 50 because we lack the faith and persistence to pursue any further?
如果我们是亚伯拉罕在这里的话，有多少人能够在50亿人这个时候就已经停止了，因为你不够信心再往下讲。
Remember, God will not be upset with us for being too persistent.
你知道，神是不会为我们就是这么坚持而感到那个不快的。
In fact, God is anxious to grant us our request.
其实呢，是为我们的那个这个坚持呢会有效果的。
But too often we just lack the faith and persistence to keep on asking.
因为常常呢，是因为我们信心不够，所以呢，我们不会说坚持来祷告某件事。
So when we pray, it is important that we pray with faith and persistence.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，我们要有信心和坚持的能力。
So far, we see Abraham pray according to the burden God gives him.
所以我们看到呢，就是亚伯拉罕呢，坚持有那个为那个神所给他的那个负担呢来祷告。
Okay, and he prays out of love.
他从出于爱来祷告。
He prayed with faith and persistence.
他有信心和那个坚持力来祷告。
But there's more.
还有更多的。
And he also prayed with humility.
他还以怀着谦卑的心来祷告。
Now, from this passage, we could also see Abraham's humble attitude.
从这个经文里面，我们也可以看到亚伯拉罕谦卑的那个态度。
Abraham felt a deep sense of his own unworthiness.
他呢看到了，他是放下，他觉得他自己是不值一钱的。
Look at verse 27.
看27节。
It says, Abraham answered and said.Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes.
这里呢，看到第27节，亚伯拉罕说：“我虽然是灰尘，还敢对主说话。”
Abraham saw himself as nothing but just dust and ashes.
亚伯拉罕呢，并没有看到他自己，他只是把自己看作是灰尘。
Brother and sister, this is what happened when we spend time in the presence of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你就可以看到，当我们与神亲近的时候，这就是我们所有的那个态度。
The more we are in God's presence, the more we are aware and humble by our own insignificance compared to God's greatness, and by our own sinfulness compared to God's holiness.
所以我们跟神的在神面前越亲近的话呢，我们越能够看到就是神的伟大，我们的渺小和我们身上的罪恶和神的那个圣洁。
Abraham saw himself as dust and ashes compared to greatness and holiness of God, so much so that he was afraid to offend God, and that's why he keeps saying, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry."
所以呢，亚伯拉罕在这里呢，他就看到了神的伟大和他自己本身的渺小，所以呢，他就在神的面前说啊，我们可不要冒犯神。
Let not the Lord be angry. He keeps saying that.
他一直在讲说不要让神来生气。
But strangely enough, Abraham was also very bold to speak to the Lord at the same time. Look at verse 31.
但是呢，在同时呢，亚伯拉罕呢，还是呢，能够来跟神讲出他的那个愿望。
Yeah, he's very bold. He's not shy to tell God what he wants.
他很很大声的讲出他的愿望，他不是很那个这个就是
畏畏缩缩的
讲不出来。
First 31, we look. Behold now, he said, I have spoken upon me to speak unto the Lord. What if there shall be 20 found there?
所以呢，他这样说的，我要很大声的来说出来这个愿望，就是如果说我还敢对主说话，假若在那里只见到20个，怎么样呢
？He spoke as if he was amazed at his own boldness。
所以呢，他很敢大声的对主说出他想要求愿的事。
And he spoke as if he was amazed at the liberty that God graciously allowed him.
所以他就是觉得是在神能够允许他的一个自由度的里面讲大声讲出他的愿望。
It was Abraham's humility that enabled him to go forward to keep asking the Lord.
这呢，其实也是显示亚伯拉罕他本身的谦卑的态度，才能够这样子坚持的在神面前来讲出他的愿望。
Because only when we are humble, brother and sister, then can we see our own insufficiency.
所以呢，我们只有把自己谦卑下来，我们才能够为别人做这些事。
And only then will we recognize God can accomplish all things.
所以呢，只有在那个时候，我们才能够看到，只有神才能成就一切。
And it's only when we are humble, then will we truly rely on the Lord.
所以只有我们真正的谦卑下来，我们才能完全的依靠神。
As long as we still think that we can do it, humanly speaking, we will try to do things our way.
如果说你只是想着你自己的一切的话，你大概就是为做的事情就是以你为主了。
Only the humble will go to the Lord for help.
只有你谦卑下来，你才会走到神的面前。
And only the humble will boldly pray for others.
所以只有你谦卑下来，你才敢大声的为别人来祷告。
Think about it.
想想看。
If you have a problem getting along with other people, working with other people, dealing with other people.
如果说你不能跟人家相处，或者在工作上没法与人家相处。
Could it be because you may be thinking too highly of yourself?
也许有的时候你没想到，也许你把自己抬得太高了呢。
Perhaps you should bring your problem before God and humbly pray about the situation and the people whom you are having problem with.
也许你应该把这个呢带到神的面前来，谦卑下来，来为这些事情呢来祷告。
Remember, God resists the proud and gives grace unto the humble.
所以你要记得说，如果你谦卑下来，神会看到你的所做。
So when we come before God, we must come before Him with humility.
所以我们如果来到神的面前，我们必须要谦卑下来，走到他的面前。
Now today, we're sitting here. We know what happened to Abraham's prayer from Genesis chapter 19.
所以我们今天呢，在这里念这段经文的时候，我们看到亚伯拉罕所做的事情。
What happened to his prayer?
所以他那个他祷告了以后发生了什么呢
？Genesis chapter 19 told us that.
在创世纪的19章里面告诉我们的结果。
And also Genesis chapter 19 verse 29 tells us that while Sodom was being destroyed, it says God remember.Abraham and send Lot out of the midst of the overthrow.
所以呢，19章的29节告诉我们什么呢？他说，当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕正在倾覆罗德所住之城的时候，就打发罗德从倾覆之中出来了。
But from Abraham's perspective, Abraham didn't know what came out of his prayer at that time.
但是从亚伯拉罕的方面来看的话呢，他根本没有看到说他所为此祷告的事情最后发生了什么。
Because chapter 19 of Genesis told us when Abraham get up the next morning, he went to the place where he talked to God last the day before and looked down to the plain and all he saw was what? Smoke.
但是在十九章的那里面呢，是告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕呢，在第二天早上起来的时候呢，他走到了原来昨天在跟神在那里对话的那个地方的时候，他往下看，看到的是下面的有一片冒烟的地方。
That has to be very discouraging, don't you think?
你想他那时候是不是相当的失望啊
But brothers and sisters, sometimes that's all we can see after we pray.
你知道，弟兄姐妹们，有时候其实就是我们在切切祷告以后所看到的结果。
And in our discouragement, we question, what's the point of our prayer?
所以呢，因为这样的失望，你就会反问说，那我祷告是为了什么呢？
But when that happens, we must look beyond the smoke.
但是在这种事情发生的时候呢，我们要从这些烟雾当中再看更远。
And remember that our prayer are not in vain.
所以要记得说我们的那个祷告呢没有白费。
Prayer does accomplish great things.
我们的祷告呢肯定会有成就大事的。
Think about it.
想想看。
Why did God rescue Lot?
为什么神在那个时候把罗德解救了呢？
It's because God answered Abraham's prayer more than he asked and think.
所以呢，其实这里呢是神回答了亚伯拉罕当初的一个祷告。
More than he asked and think.
更比亚伯拉罕当初祷告的更多，神给了他。
Abraham, if you recall, did not mention even Lot's name specifically in his prayer.
其实亚伯拉罕在他的祷告里面呢，根本完全没有直接提到罗德这个人。
No, Lot's name was never mentioned.
罗德的名字呢，从来没有被提到在他的祷告中。
But God knew what's in Abraham's heart.
但是神听到亚伯拉罕心里的呼喊。
Because God and Abraham were very good friends.
因为神和亚伯拉罕是很亲近的朋友。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
God will take care of the desires of those who faithfully pray for others, just like how he took care of Abraham's.
在你那个忠心的为别人祷告的时候，神会看到你的心里。
So let us not get discouraged even when we see smoke sometimes.
所以呢，你不要失望，甚至是虽然你在有的时候看到这些烟雾的时候。
Just because we don't see it now, it doesn't mean that our prayer is not being answered.
不是在你现在没有看到，不是并不代表你的那个祷告没有被神听到。
In fact, God may have already answered our prayer more than we ask or think, just like how he answered Abraham's.
事实上，也许神应许我们的祷告已经比我们所祷告的更多，就好像亚伯拉罕的身上发生的。
Now I know someone who prayed for the salvation of his parents, both of his mom and dad, every day for a year and a half.
我知道有一个人呢，他为他父母的救恩呢，每天在为的祷告一年多了。
But nothing happened.
一直没有发生什么。
Now towards the end of that year and a half.
在一年半到来的时候
Now his father's heart condition was actually worsened to the point that his father decided to go to have an open heart surgery.
他在那个时候呢，他父亲的那个心脏病呢，就是越来越严重了，所以他父亲决定要去心脏开刀。
And the father almost died on the operation table.
他的父亲呢，差一点就在手术台上呢死了。
Now, if you pray for the salvation of someone and that someone almost died, that's not answered prayer.
那你一直在为你某个人祷告的时候，这个人差一点在要死掉的时候，这并不是他所希望听到的神的回答。
Now, meanwhile, his mother was so frightened that she finally agreed to have an evangelist come to her house and visit her.
所以这个那个时候呢，他的妈妈呢，因为真的是惊吓过度呢，他就同意了，就是让生命他的人到他家去祷告。
And the mother received Christ.
那妈妈那个时候就接受了主。
Now, needless to say, this brother was very shocked.
所以那个时候呢，这个弟兄呢是相当惊讶的。
Because he always thought that his mother was the more stubborn one of the two.
他一直以为说他的妈妈是爸妈当中的更那个顽固的一个。
But at the same time, the father was still in a hospital with a number of near death episode.
所以呢，在那个时候呢，他父亲呢还在医院里面呢，还在那个病情不稳定。
And eventually, Pastor Moses agreed to visit the father in the hospital.
后来呢，那个杨摩西牧师呢，决定去医院里面探望这个的父亲。
Now in the hospital, the father received Christ.
在医院里面呢，他的父亲也接受了主。
Happy ending, after all.
这个是个很开心的结局。
But if you were to ask that brother, do you see any sign that your prayer being answered during that year and a half time? He would have told you, no way.
所以在你如果说问这个弟兄的时候，他在这个一年半当中，他一直在为他父母的做的祷告，说有没有得到神的应许的时候呢，他肯定说没有。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
just because we don't see it now, it doesn't mean that our prayer are not being answered.
所以呢，即使你在目前的时候没有看到你的祷告被应许的时候，并不是说没有被应许。
So don't get discouraged, even if you don't see, all you see is smoke right now.
不要被这些事情失望，甚至你只是看到烟雾的时候。
But let us keep on praying. Let us keep praying for others.
让我们持续的祷告，持续的为别人来祷告。
Let's keep on praying for others according to the burden that God gives us.
在为别人祷告的时候，以带着神所给你的负担。
Let's keep praying for others out of love.
让我们呢为别人呢出于爱来祷告。
Let's keep praying for others with faith and persistence.
让我们在祷告的时候有信心和坚持。
Let's keep praying for others with humility.
让我们在为别人祷告的时候用谦卑的心来祷告。
And in time, we will see great things happen.
所以借一时日呢，你一定会看到神所给你的应许。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you and praise you for your encouragement that we found in your word today.
天父，我们真是感谢您，让我们在今天的信息当中看到你所给我们的鼓励。
Lord, we ask you to forgive us.
父神，我们求你原谅我们。
Many times we lack faith.
很多时候呢，我们失去信心。
We lack love.
我们没有爱。
We keep focus on ourselves.
我们只是看到我们自己。
We keep focusing on our circumstances.
我们只是注重我们周围的情形。
But we ask, O Lord, that you will forgive us.
天父，我们求您赦免我们。
And ask, O Lord, that you will help us to remember.
求您帮助我们记得。
What we learned today.
我们今天所学到的信息。
From your servant Abraham.
从你的那个仆人亚伯拉罕身上。
That we might know.
我们知道。
And learn.
学习。
How to pray for others.
如何来为别人祷告。
According to the burden you give us.
以你给我们加在我们身上的负担。
I'll pray out of love.
从我们出于爱来祷告。
Pray with faith and persistence.
我们要以信心和坚持来祷告。
Pray with humility.
用我们的谦卑的心来祷告。
Lord, we know that we're weak.
父神，我们知道我们很软弱。
We ask you will help us.
求你帮助我们。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.